Radio.
Rwanda, A Journey of Grace. A testimony by Damascene Bimira at Immaculata Reach Out in June 2014.
Rwanda, everyone knows Rwanda because of the what happened. It was genocide. Maybe I can start by name. Before I say anything, I want to start my name. My name is Damascene Bimira. From Rwanda, about 1960. And the trouble plus happiness plus joy, it was combining together. In 1960, I born. In 1963, I was a refugee. I was there. I lost my parents when I was 3 years, I said. Went to another country, which is called Congo today. I was with my grandma. My grandma, she died when I was 6 years old. At that time, I couldn't have anyone. No mom, no daddy, no brothers and sister, which I had. I'm number 6. Altogether, I was 12. But now, no one left except me. I'm only the survivor in the whole family. 7 brothers and 5 sisters. All gone. I'm the one who survived. How I survive? It's God. In 1994, as you know, some of you, was a big genocide in my country. Killing everybody, old people, young people, children, disabled, priests, every human being according to the level was killed in 100 days. It was the first ever in this world. In 100 years, people around 1 million was killed, including my parents, my brothers and sister, as I said. But how come through with all that problem? How? In my country where I born, it's the area, very blessing area, they call Kibeho. Kibeho, even Pope John Paul, he visited that area. And I was there. My family, we used to go to pray there because it's a holy area. Maybe you will search, you will see, and everything is there. Today's technology is very easy. You can see everything you want to search. My mom, she used to pray all the time. She took time and go to that church, 1 month retreat, without coming home, just for prayer. So we grow up like that. Very, very Catholic. Very, very family. It's always I remember Christmas time, Easter time, because it was very, very good day, happy day to my family and surround us, others, the neighbors. We have a party, we have a drink, we have food together, we gather together and we pray. Mom, she said to me before she died, she knew I would be survived. Dear brothers and sisters, I told you that from my experience. If you believe, you trust God, you heal. You can hear, you can feel. I knew myself I would be not died. Even mom before she said to me, why, how? I'm very pleased tonight to be in front of Jesus. He's my best friend. There is a song I have for him, but it's in my own language. I want you to hear. He said, today I sing for you. He said, Hariho inshuti yanjye. Imenye ibyifuzo byanjye, imenye ibyo ntekereza, nanjye nkamukunda. Hariho inshuti yanjye, imenye ibyifuzo byanjye, imenye ibyo ntekereza, nanjye nkamukunda. Ne uzi migambi yanjye akamenya ibyo nkeneye akomeza umutima wanjye mu gihe cy'amakuba ni shuti y'ukuri ampori iruhande anyitaho iteka nanjye nzajya muririmbira n'urutare bwihisho bwanjye iyo mpuye n'ibinge rageza ntituzatana nzabana nawe tandukanye nawe mukiza ninde wamenye ibyanjye nindamuka yeze mu makuba tandukanye nawe mukiza ninde wampumuriza ni uzi migambi yanjye akamenya ibyo nkeneye akomeza umutima wanjye mu gihe cy'amakuba niwe shuti y'ukuri ampori iruhande anyitaho iteka nanjye nzajya muririmbira nanjye nzajya muririmbira. Thanks Jesus. Sister, brother, it's amazing how I survive. It's God, it's trust and belief. As I said from the beginning, I was with my brother, one of my brother, Eddie brother. When they come to kill us, I would see him. He was in front of me, I was behind, in front of his gate. People come in, they want to kill with machete, with the grenade, with everything. And my brother, he told me, "Damsel, we are going to die." And I said, "I believe Jesus. He's not allowed them to kill us." And he said, "No, I can't escape at all." I said, "I believe that God can allow those to kill us. But maybe I can say he didn't have faith as I have, or trust as I have. That's all I can say." And the people, I close my eyes, just I say, "Jesus, I know you are very, very strong. I know, I believe you. Please, I beg you, help me, guide me. Don't allow these people to kill me." I opened my eyes, people gone. People gone. When they left, I told my brother, I said, "Come, this is the time God, he wants us to live here. Otherwise, they will be back and they will kill us." He couldn't understand. And I said, "Okay, I'm going." I left. 5 minutes later, they come back. They kill him. I was in hiding, not far from home, his home. Actually, I was with him, his home. What I did, I tried to help his wife and the kids to go out. Actually, they survived. Because I do. My brother died. They cut with machete, died. That is the only thing I can say. It was very hard to see my brother's body. Innocent people, nothing wrong they have been doing because where they born, because of the tribe, because of the thing. But God was guiding me. God was guiding me. I went through, after 2 days, hiding in the bush. The person who belonged to the killer, that's how I said, God, he sent to this person to help me. And actually, it's one of them, the killer, but he didn't kill me. He put me in the car, opened the boot, put me in the car. Because our country was the, what they called, was people on the road, they check every car, every movement. They check the car, if they see you are different, you are Tutsi, then they kill. It was easy to find you because how we look, actually, the people they know, you can tell. So easier to kill without even asking. The tribe, which was a big tribe we have, is we have a Hutu, we have the Tutsi. So the Hutu is the majority, the Tutsi is the minority. But what happened, intends to kill, it's because it was ideology for the government. And it was very fast massacre ever seen. God, he guide me. I went back home because it was started in Kigali, which means is the big town. And I went back home. When I back home, I talked to my mom. My mom, she said, to me, my son, everyone will die in your family except you. I don't know why, but God chose you. Somehow, I don't know. But I couldn't see your body dead. My mom, but she told me that, my son, don't tell your brothers and sister. Keep it. You will be the one in the family who will tell the story what happened to your family. And I keep it. I left the country, went to Kenya. I was in Kakuma camp. Maybe some of you, they heard it. Kakuma camp is a big camp in Kenya. I was there for 3 months. After 3 months, I'm back home, Rwanda, my country, to see if there's someone who survived. At the time, there's no one. All dead. It was very sad. Back home, and there's nobody, no one. But the hardest is everyone will die. That is, we can't escape that. But the way they died was a horrible death. Torture. When I back home, it was very hard to me to accept that. To be alone from the big family and to stay by myself. But I was a prayer, I asked God to help. But it's very hard. It was very hard to me. But mom, she told me 3 things, which it will be my strength. He told me, my son, don't revenge ever. Love everyone you will see or you will come to you and give. She said to me, those our neighbor, they will kill us, but don't revenge. Give to God. God, he will deal with them. And thanks God, I did. It was hard, but I did. I went back home last year. Even the year before, I went to my village. Was 200, more than 250 people, 100 people in the village. And I said to them, I'm not coming for the bad. I'm coming to give you. Dear sister and brothers, it's hard to accept, especially when you see the person who killed or killer or kill your family, you see your eyes and you can't do anything. Or you can revenge. Human nature, people, it's easy to revenge, very easy, but it's not a solution. To me, or to you as a Christian, I believe when you revenge, there is someone which is our God. He watch you. He see you. The judgment will be the killer, even yourself, for your revenge in front of God will be the same. That's me. how I understand. That's how I feel. When you revenge, you kill. Because the person who killed your family, you did exactly the same. But in front of God, God will judge exactly the same as the killer. And when you give this person, you are free. And God, most time, he try to see you. You can have a big trouble. He can send the things just to test you if you can do that. But ourselves as human beings, most of the time we fail. Why? Because of that. Person is bad to you. He talked to you behind. He's rude to you. Don't do as he did for you. Because there's no difference between you and this person. But if you didn't back to him, do exactly what he do for you, that's how grace you receive. You receive grace because you do different what the person he did. Dear sister and brother, I have experience for that in my life. I'm 53. All my journey was a trouble. It was a problem. But the solution, my mind, was not to do what the other do for me. As mom told me, there are three things I believe for the Christian people. It doesn't matter where you belong to, Muslim, Pentecost, Anglican, Buddhist. It doesn't matter. As long as you believe and you know God is above, I can guarantee you, through my experience, it works. Especially when you believe and you pray. Someone can harm you, but ask God, God, why? Why this person? I didn't do anything bad to him. Why he did it for me? Take 10 minutes or 5 minutes, pray. Ask God, give to God. He's the one who controls everything. God give us mercy. Everyone born is good, but when you come to death, everything changed. Changed why? Because of environment. Changed why? Because of people. Changed why? Because the person, your friends, your son, your kids. But have someone. What the church? Church is not the church, as I believe. It's not a church, you go to the church every single day, everyone can see you, you in church, you go to pray. No, to me, no. Church is the heart. The first church is your heart. Then you can go to the second church, which is our local church. But the heart, your heart, my heart, is the first church. If you didn't have a church in you, forgive, to accept, it will be hard to have that quality as a Christian. It's very hard, but that's how it is. My experience. My experience I have, I can guarantee you, have been go through. Be rich in your heart. When our heart is rich, whatever you ask God, He's there for you. And I believe, from my experience, whatever you do to the person, it will come to you. Could take 1 year, could take 10 years, but it will be back to you. You will do the bad to the person, it will be back to you. I don't know how long it will take, but it will be back to you. I see it in my eyes. My own country. The killer. What they do after genocide? What happened to them? They killed themselves because of what they have been done. Or they killed their own family. It happened, I see it by my eyes. Why? What he did. When you do good to the people, wherever you go in this world, people, they will love you. People, they welcome you. Let's say something. When I came to this country, I didn't speak English at all. Even now, you can see my English. Did you understand me?
Yes.
Thanks, God. My English was terrible. I can't speak at all. 2001. I tell you, God is good. From my country, from Africa, to Indonesia, to East Timor, I didn't speak English at all. I was speaking French, my own language, and Swahili, and Korean, because I speak 5 languages. But English is the hardest language I never see. But I try. How Indonesia, how Estimo to Australia. Do you think it's me? No. It's God. How God helped me to be this country. This is my country I love. But because God choose for me. Not me, I choose. Now, God, He chose this country for me. I come for you, Dad. When I was in Indonesia, they didn't accept me. As you know, the Indonesia, they don't know allow the refugee. They don't know. The refugee, they don't care about the refugees. They send me to East Timor. How I go? I didn't have money, I didn't have a ticket, I didn't have anything. But God, He was guiding me. They sent me to put in an airplane. Send me to East Timor. What they said, East Timor, there's UN. Go there, UN will help you. That's what they said. Put in the airplane. Go to Indonesia. Indonesia have no idea. I used to know the Asia, but I have no idea what the Estimo is. When I reached Estimo at the airport, I don't know where to go. But God, He was sending someone to help me. The taxi driver at the airport, I don't know him. But I say, brother, would you take me to any hotel? He doesn't speak English. They speak Tatun, I think. And I didn't speak Tatun. I didn't speak English. He didn't speak French. But God, He was talking to him. That is my story, sisters, brothers. He took me to the city. In the city, in East Timor, and I said, where are you going? He said, I don't know, I have no idea. Any hotel. I didn't have money. I didn't have anything. He took me to the hotel. When I reached the hotel, I enter in. And I ask the reception. I ask the manager. And can I talk to the manager? Manager come in. He entered the office. I don't know what happened. I said, I have no idea. I didn't know where to go. Do you have money? I have no money. He said, no problem. Don't worry. I'll look after you. He gave me room, which is a hotel. I've been with him for 3 months. He feed me food. He gave me shelter, everything. And then he took me to the UN. When I went to the UN, the UN rejected me. Why? The person who was in charge in the UN at Istimo, he's the one who was dealing with the UN in my own country, in Rwanda. And he was the one who doesn't like the Tutsi, which I'm come from. He told me, why are you coming here? He said, now your country is good. The president is the Tutsi. You can go back home. I said, I didn't have the problem with the president or the government. The problem I have is our neighbors. I can't leave them. They will kill me because I'm the one who survived in the whole family. They will kill me. That's it. And it was like that. If here, you can see here, I have my shed, I have my this one. If I can take off my clothes, you can run out. Broken because of him. But God, he was guiding me. So this person, he refused me to help. But God, he didn't refuse me. The guy who's helped me is Mr. Gino. I remember him. He said to me, come back. He took me to his hotel. And he's Australian, but he has business in his Timor. How many hours I have? Yeah? No problem? It's a big story. It's a big story that you can see how connection to human being and God, if you trust, if you believe. Only weapon I have in my life is this. When I come to this country, I had a rosary and in my Bible, which is my own language in the Bible. That's the only thing I have. The sense I have, I think 6 or 7 years, I carry it. I can forget the wallet every day, but I never forget my rosary. This is my weapon. Even if, when I forget, I can feel it. I back home straight. Wherever I'm driving, wherever I go to work, I back. But I never happen. When I change the travel, I must have it. Dear sister, brothers, the Gino, which is the guy who was helping me in Istimo, he took me back and he said to me, I will support you, I will help you. 2 days later, he took me to Bishop Bello. Anyone knows Bishop Bello in Istimo? Yeah. I was living in the church for 7 months in the parish. 7 months. And in my life, everywhere I live, the church is nearby me. I don't know how, somehow, church is nearby me. It's the only thing I ask God. Wherever I live, I ask help. I don't live far from the church. I will come here. Then you will see the journey I have. It's God. It's not me. Then I moved to Bishop Bello in East Timor. I was living with him. He was speaking English and Spanish. So French is similar with Spanish. So he was listening and understood. Bishop Bello, he gave me the shelter. He said, don't want to live here until God, he will choose where to go. I was living there, and then when I was in the church, I was praying. There is a person from my country. He used to work in the UN in East Timor. The guy, he came to me, he said to me, why you tell this guy, the person I told is from France, it's a France person. Why you told him you are Tutsi? You should tell him he's a Hutu, you are Hutu, and then he can help you. He can give you asylum seeker. And I said, no, I don't want to lie. That's why I don't want to lie. I'm the Tutsi, I can't say I'm no. No, that's how God wants. This guy, see how God works. It's the Hutu, different from me, different tribe. And he knows who I am. We speak the same language. He said to me, Damasin, I will do all much I can to help you. And you, when you die, we'll die together. His name is Anton. What he did for me, I didn't have a passport. I didn't have anything. He's the person who gave me his passport and paid a ticket. He said, this is the passport. Go. He bought a ticket for me to go to Europe. I was expecting to go to Europe. He do everything. And then the day I came to the airport from East Timor to Darwin. When I reached Darwin, it was a transit. And when it was transit, I go out to reception. Then I was waiting for the other airplane to go to Europe. When I was there, was the officer, immigration officer, came to me. I don't know how, but he came to me. He asked, as I was saying, it was a God connection. He said to me, where are you from? I said, from Rwanda. I told him the problem. And he said, could you show you your passport? I said, okay, I'll show you my passport. So it's yours? I said, no, it's not my passport. It's my friend's passport. Simo, no one helped me. Is the war there? They fight. And I was escaped there. So the person who helped me, he gave me his passport. I tell the truth. That time I have two passports. I have my own passport from Rwanda and I have his passport because my passport, he didn't have, I didn't have the visa to travel. And this person, he used the UN passport. It was a big problem. It was a big problem, but God has provided that. What happened? And then the immigration officer, he called me. He went to the office, interview me. And I said, how? How you get this passport? And I told him, a friend of mine, he gave me this passport. He cut me the ticket. He bought the ticket for me. So now, look, I was in transit. I got to Europe. Because I know Europe will be easy, I will speak French will be easy, life will be, is no challenge right here. The immigration officer, it was a big problem. He called East Timor to this person because you have all everything. And he asked him, did you give this person passport? And he said, yes. If he said no, I'll be in trouble. I will be thief. But God, he will provide everything. That's how my believers come from. That's the faith, my faith, that's how I come from. And the immigration, he was a very good person, really gentleman. And he told me that, okay, I know, I can't see the hospital. I told the story what happened. Even the guy who didn't accept me to help me to give assurance to me, I told all the things with my bad English, but I told him what happened. And I said, I'm not a thief. And he said to me, do you love Australia? I said, oh, yes. I said, I didn't have a choice. Any country will help me, I would love to. And he said, okay. Did you know anybody here in Australia? I said, man, I had no idea. And he said, okay, I will help you. He took me there, of course, and they sit down and they have them, and he canceled my ticket, and then they put the ticket from Darwin to Sydney. Dear sister and brothers, it's a long journey. It's unbelievable. But everything to God is possible. Arrived to Sydney Airport, I have no idea. To me, I know I'm going to somewhere. Eh? Nice house, whatever. Or, you know, that's how I was expecting that. From Sydney Airport, the police was waiting for me. I didn't know. The worst thing, I will never forget my life. They handcuffed me. That it was very hard to me. In my life, it was my first time. I never even go to the court in my life. It was the first time to be handcuffed. I was that time then I started to worry. What have been done? God, I didn't have anything wrong. I do the best, what you want as him, but guide me. In the police car, it was my first time. Drive me, Villa Detention Center. And to me, I knew, it's the house, they're going to give me house where I was tired, you know, to rest. But not. Open the door, open the locker, lock again. Inside. Oh, it's a jail. Then I was start to panicking. They're going to kill me. I didn't speak English and have no idea. Eh? But God was God. I went in, stayed there. I was in the village for 7 months. But as I said, when I was in Istimo, I met one sister. Her name is Sister Tessie. This sister I met, she told me, if God willing, and then you will have a chance to come to Australia, this is my number, you will call me. Sister Tessie, I will never forget her. God bless. When I reached here in Sydney, she knew. I don't know how, but she knew I'm here. She called one sister named Margaret. Margaret Jennings. She tell her to come to visit me in Villawood where I was. I remember it was July. I was shivering, very cold. I didn't have any jacket. Sister Margaret, she came, and then she saw me. I was shivering, and she took out her jacket, and she gave me to wear that. Thanks God, it was the beginning. She asked me, and she go through everything. The legal stuff, the things, and then immigration. It was a big story. Because they're going to East Timor to ask this, what happened to the person in East Timor, the person who gave me the passport. They ask him what happened, why he gave me the passport. I said, because he was in trouble, nobody was want to help him. Everything he had to do. I had interview here, and the same day he had interview in East Timor. And the guy, the person he didn't help me, he told him, deny him that you didn't give him passport. Tell them that he robbed for you. He steal for you. That you will continue to work. And the guy said, nah, God, he will punish me. I give myself my passport to help him. If I deny, God, he will punish me. Thanks to God. God, he was talking to him. And for Matus, I said, and exactly was the same thing he said in East Timor when he got the interview. After 7 months, they released me from detention center. I go out. I started life. When I start, as I was said, in my back home country, I was helping the support, especially the old people. In my young time, I was helping them volunteer. Because my country, all men and women, they killed their kids and it was old. They can't support themselves, they can't do anything. So I used to help them to find the firewood, not like electricity here today. The water, it's miles, kilometers, and kilometers to adequate. It's like a person who old, they can't have anymore to do that. I was supporting this help them. The way I was doing back home, as I said, it was back to me when I reached this country. Australian people I don't know, people come and help me, support me, lift me up to be who I am today. Taught me English, now I can speak in front of you today, which I didn't know. But all this, it's God. It's God. I believe that. I care three things in my life. Forgive, love, respect, and accept. Acceptance is the key in our lifetime. If you don't accept what happened to you or to your friends or to your family, you will end up with revenge. And your heart will be no peaceful at all. Peace, it's yourself you have to create peace. And the people around you, they will have that peace because of you. What peace? You don't need a lot of things. To create peace yourself is to be nice to the people. I believe everyone here is brothers and sisters. And when I call brother and sister, that's how I feel. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter where you belong to, which the church you belong to. It's your heart. As I said, the first church, it's your heart. Then you can be able to go to the local church. The first church, it's your home. The first church, it's your family. And then you go to another level, which is local church, which we can find people like you together. But practice, it's your home. It's your home. The first church, it's your home. It's you. You have it every single day. Wherever you wake up, wherever you go to bed, just ask God. Have a time. Have 10 or 5 minutes. Concentrate. Ask God. Thanks for the day. Forgive me for what I have been done. When Jesus, before died, 12 disciples, one of them, I'm telling you that we are all sinners. We are all sinners. But at the end of the day, you ask God to forgive. When sunrise, say thanks God for the day. When sunset, thank you God for the another day. And we must live day by day. Be ready. If today I'm dying, I have no problem. And I'll be happy because God is the time. It'll be time. Don't fear with death. Fear what you do for the people. What the angel? What do you think the angel? Angel is you, it's me. You can be my angel. I can be your angel through God, connection. I have been go this. I can tell 100% how it works. I can tell with my confidence, and this is true. Angel, it's you. You can be my angel. I can be your angel. Of course, the first heart, the first church, it will tell you. First church, it will tell you. You can feel the person. You can hear when you sing. Choose the night. Thanks for the choir. Especially I was hear your voice. I don't know what your name. It's a gift you have. Sing to God, it's a gift. That's how the angel come down from heaven. because you sing. The song I sing to Jesus, it was the thing he said. There's the person who my friend, I want to tell these songs. There's the person who my best friend, it's God, it's Jesus. And he knows me. That's the song I sang. He knows me, who I am. He knows me, what I think. He knows me, what I need. We should not worry what do we need. God, he knows to you. Just ask. I need help, God. We can't do anything. God is there for you. And everyone is good. Everyone is angel. But we stop ourselves. We stop ourselves. What we did, what we do, ourselves. After genocide, God, some people from my country, they would say, why, God, why? They changed completely because in my country, as you know, some people I think they know, the massacre was even in the church. Today, we have more church, they already closed because the bodies. As we know, when you escape to the church, nobody can harm you. That's how we know. But our country was different. It was completely different. My brother, he was a master choir in cathedral. We are all singers. My family was all singers. I sing to God. Thanks to God, I'm blessed because I'm born with my family, which is very, very strong Catholic. Today, I'm here because of that strength. Thanks. It's a legacy. And I will pass to my kids. And the only thing I teach my kids is say them, love, forgive, and respect. I don't need my son to have the higher education. No, I need them to be higher for love. Only love. Can be smart. Everyone is different. Everyone is unique. Everyone is unique. But when you come to God, we are all together. What I needed to God is what you needed to God. If you believe, if you trust, I believe that. And it works. Sister, brother, only thing I can tell, we are all sometimes it's hard to accept the thing you have gone through. Very hard, very hard. But when you reach that level to ask God and you pass that level, it's grace. You ask.
That was a testimony by Damison Baimira. And for more testimonies, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org. Dot au.